This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Congratulations to Sam Presti. He's the NBA Executive of the Year. Leon Rose got disrespected. He got zero first-place votes. He got one second-place vote and one third-place vote. And somebody, and this person should be fired for doing it, somebody voted for Sean Marks as a first-place vote-getter in an NBA Executive of the Year vote.
The hapless Nets.
He did hire your head coach, Jordy Fernandez.
I love Jordy, but stop.
He's fantastic.
Whoever voted for Sean Marks.
He did get five picks from Mikal Bridges.
Okay. Whoever voted for Sean Marks as Executive of the Year, I think they should be fired. I think they should lose their job. And that's very harsh. I admit that. And by the way, the people who vote work for NBA franchises. Like, I think it's each executive gets to vote for someone not in their organization.
So do you think the Knicks vote?
What? I think Leon Rose is screwing with me. I think Leon Rose was like, you know what? You gave us Mikal Bridges.
This is assuming you can't vote for yourself, correct?
You can't vote for yourself. Right. That's my understanding. It's like you can vote for another executive, but
maybe they won't notice. I'll just vote for myself.
Maybe. That's Hero Cinco from Sean.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, for those of you in your car heading to Yankee Stadium tonight, game two of the Yankees and Padres series last night, a sloppy one at 19-16. Calling a timeout. I'm here to proclaim the five Yankees I hope aren't on this team come the playoffs.
Jeez. Come the playoffs?
Well, I'm assuming, based on the American League, they make the playoffs.
Well, you predicted them to miss the playoffs. So what about the first 35 games has changed your mind on that?
The American League?
I told you.
Okay. So how many times do you want me to say it? Can I do the dopey list?
Do your list.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
Will Warren. He's not it, at least yet. Get back down to AAA. We'll see you next spring. I can't have Will Warren pitching any more important than anything.
Well, 2 weeks ago, you were talking him up to me. Now you're ready to DFA his ass.
I think the league's caught up to him. All right, here we go.
Number four.
I want everybody to know I made this list at 12 noon. Carlos Carrasco.
Oh, you got your wish.
However, just a little while ago, Aaron Boone said he would not rule out Carrasco being back here at some point soon.
Well, look, we see this all the time. Guys get DFA'd. It's procedural. It's to take him off the 40-man roster, and then a few days later, you end up picking him back up. So I think it is certainly possible. We haven't seen the last of Cookie.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Pablo Reyes, who has quickly become this year's Jermai Jones.
Yeah, you hate that guy.
I can't take it. Well, I can't take
it. I'll tell you, I like Yordan Vivas. I know I've only seen him for about 5 minutes. I think he's got a stick.
And good for them playing him. Now, I think for the third consecutive.
They got to find out what he is.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
DJ LeMahieu, who is now advanced up to AAA.
Come on, you need DJ.
They're going to sneak him out of need on the West Coast. Hope nobody's paying attention because they're out west in Sacramento. And DJ LeMahieu eventually is going to be old and stink again. But the Yankees were able to save themselves with whatever injury at the end of the year. Are they going to do that two straight years to DJ LeMahieu once he arrives back up here?
He's going to be productive. You'll see.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one Yankee I hope isn't on this team come the playoffs is Devin Williams. I've learned my lesson. Oh,
come on.
It's too early to quit on him yet.
I'm going to state like what I stated earlier. Because Devin Williams is a pending free agent, I know even if he turns around and he has the good rolling, I love Luke Weaver so much as the closer that even in a pennant race, if I could get something juicy back for Devin Williams to a contender, I am absolutely doing it, and I'd rather get what I get back than trust him in a playoff game. We saw last year Pete Alonso, no trust. Out. Trade him. See ya.
I have not been proven right yet on these two things. Like, for example, the Knicks-Celtics series. I thought the Knicks would win game one, lose the next four. I'm 1/5 of the way there. But I'm also moving closer to my Devin Williams prediction that I made back on April 9th, which was he's going to lose the closer's job. Check.
Yes.
He's going to move into a more of a low-leverage spot. Check. Mm-hmm. And he's going to pitch well. And eventually be one of the more reliable Yankee relievers. I'm not there with the third part, but I stand by that.
Look, they got
as bad as it was last night, he is going to turn it around. And come October, you're going to rely on Devin Williams.
But he also gives them something they haven't had in a long time, which is I'm okay trading him.
Yeah, but we're not talking about next year.
Like, no, but you should be.
Why? You're in the middle of this season.
Because you're going to get Jake Cousins back. He was throwing BP today to Giancarlo Stanton. You're going to get Johnny Loaisiga back.
You got to stop, bro. You're talking about injured relievers you're going to get back?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, who are better than Devin Williams is right now?
You hope they are.
You hope they are, but they proved it last year. The Yankees didn't need Devin Williams last year.
They're not better right now because those guys aren't even pitching. Right. So you can't say they're better right now. Okay. They're not even back.
Jake Cousins in October last year, better than Devin Williams has given them this year. I'm sorry. Look, all I'm saying is the Yankees are not make or break on Devin Williams, and you can actually get a return on him. Get him out.
You're going to regret all this.
All right. And you're going to regret saying that would be the biggest upset since Super Bowl 42.
Well, we may not have the upset to even debate, but thank you, Sean. Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. Let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. JR in Somerville. How are you, JR?
What's going on, Evan? Your energy is horrible today. The energy is horrible today. This is a Knicks day. Right. You're shutting down Tommy Lugauer. He's the only dyed-in-the-wool Knicks fan up there.
And generational talent.
He should listen. If the Knicks win this series, you should let Lugauer do a whole show while you sit behind the glass and do what he does. Whatever. Anyway,
what do I get in return? I'm willing to make that deal, but what do I get if the Knicks lose?
I'm not sure Evan could do that, JR.
I can run a mean board.
Well, he's scared.
JR, I got some skills
in
life.
What do I get in return?
Let's get back to that.
I'll read past page 45 in your book and give you a 3-star rating. Try to raise it up a bit. Okay?
You're funny.
That's great.
Okay. The other thing is, Missoula, you know what? That whole hack and miss thing, it didn't work. Tommy's right. It didn't work. He went around and he got his guy Cornette. Cornette is part of his best lineups. He got him in foul trouble. He got the team not in transition. If that team runs and gets a mismatch or cross matches, right. And he couldn't do that. So the whole thing about him, fouling Mitch, that works totally against him. You're sitting there shutting down people saying that's the right thing to do.
No, you just see the ratings. You're not listening to our discussion. Our discussion wasn't, was it the right thing to do by Joe Mazzulla? It was him saying it's Bush League to do. It goes on in the NBA all the time. You know this better than anybody. You actually watch the sport.
It doesn't work. Right. It doesn't work.
That's not even.
That's the thing about it.
JR, it never works. Okay. That's not what we were arguing about. We weren't arguing about was it a good strategy by him. We were simply arguing about is it Bush League and should a defending champion do that? That's a completely different discussion.
I think when you say Bush League, it's so subjective. It's just what you want to see. And just in a second round playoff series in the NBA, it just feels cheap. So not that it doesn't work, because clearly it could work or it didn't work. However you want to evaluate it is neither here nor there. It feels Bush League-y.
Well,
not like, oh, you can't do that, it's Bush League. No, it's like, dude, if we were like on some janky backcourt and that team was desperate to win and there was XYZ amount of money on it, this is what they would do.
Yeah, but it goes on in the sport. It's not Bush League. It's ridiculous.
It feels Bush League.
If the question is, and this is what he was arguing, I don't even think either of us offered an opinion on it, which is, because we're not doing radio in Boston, mm-hmm. We're here in New York. Do we like that if we're the Celtics? Like, if we're a Celtic fan, do we like that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Strategy. Now, in general, when I've been on the other side of the hack of strategy, I don't like it because it breaks up the potential momentum that your team can make, especially if you force turnovers, like you said, and get into transition and you make plays. By stopping the clock every 12 seconds and daring a guy who's only going to get his reps in of shooting free throws and then making the free throws, it can absolutely backfire on you. But I don't think in any of the discussions we've had, we've talked about if it's good or not, because we're not Celtic fans.
That's right. We don't care.
We don't care about that aspect. Let's go to James in Middle Village. What's up, James?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's
great
up?
Show.
Thank you.
I just like to remind everyone, if they don't remember 1993 when the Knicks were playing the Bulls and they went up 2-0, and that Bulls team was probably maybe the best team of all time.
And then I think Jordan went to AC. It was written about. It became a big deal. And then Jordan came back and said, and I took that personal. And then he won the next four games.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I would just like to get a comment for Tiki.
What up?
Yeah, my dad had season tickets for the Giants since they were at the Polo Grounds. I think they were 75 cents a ticket. It took me my whole life. I'm 62 now. And I remember so many games, like you running down the field and looking up at the Jumbotron to see who was behind you.
Right. You know, teams started to like combat me against that because they would delay it.
Ah, that's smart.
So I'd be like, wait, this already happened.
That is actually really tricky.
And it really was.
Very smart.
But the Giants board operator always had it on time.
Yeah. Like, I take care of you, man.
Of
hometown guy, hometown team. Damon's in Brookfield. Good afternoon, Damon.
Guys, Evan, Tiki, Sean, you guys are great.
Thank you, man.
But you're not Tommy Lugauer great. Oh. That man was the only one in the station with the intelligence and the courage to know and say that the New York Knicks are here and we ain't going anywhere until we win a championship. Loogie!
I will back up Damon's point, and this is where I commend my dear friend Tommy Lugauer.
Good job, Tommy.
Loogie! There are a lot of people around here, basically everybody who's a Knicks fan, who now says, hey, we got a shot. Hey, we got a shot. But there was only one who had the guts yesterday. The people have told me Boomer picked the Knicks, too. So maybe it's just you and Boomer. I don't know. But certainly not anybody else. Not BT. Mm. Not Gio. Not Big Mac. Nobody. Not Al Cintron. Nobody. Tommy was the only one who said, we're going to win. We're going to win this series in six. Now, I do have to rain on the parade a little bit.
Of course you do.
They haven't won the series yet. So I commend you that you're the one guy who said it, but you're not right yet. Now, you may be on your way to being right. We'll find out. I doubt it. But No congratulations yet. I'm sure you wouldn't want to accept them yet.
No, of course not. Not only did I pick them, I guaranteed it. I said you could take it to the bank.
Mm.
So I put my reputation on the line.
Well, did you put your money on the line?
Of course. Mm.
He doesn't have money he ever puts on the line. Particularly if he's putting it on the line and he says Nixon six, my rep's on the line, would you agree? Sean suggested this, but we can only rule with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree that if the Knicks do not win this series, he should have to wear an L for a week?
A week?
A day? Mm. 6 months?
I think maybe a couple of days.
Couple of days.
I live with a couple of days. I like that.
Yeah, I agree. So we're all in agreement. Yep. So it is now universal that if the Knicks do not win this series, and I think you can win in seven, by the way. We definitely cut him that slack. Right. Like, I know he said Knicks in six, but no, we will totally give you the seventh game.
He said Knicks in six because it rhymes.
Yeah.
And you're not using Sean's brain here. Knicks in five. Well, hold on a second. It wasn't in six. He should still wear the L even though they won.
No. The Knicks win.
That's where your brain's going, Sean.
Knicks win the series, you are King Dude and King Dog, and you will get the respect you deserve. I will certainly give it to you.
Yeah. Maybe we'll all wear the L's.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I
you
think
go
Evan
with that?
And Sean for sure. Mm.
I'm just laughing at the idea that Tommy thinks there's even a world where the Knicks are winning in five.
Keep talking.
Wait, who? You picked the Celtics.
Yeah, I picked the Celtics.
So let's make it simple.
Yeah.
The winner of our prediction doesn't wear the L.
The others do.
100%.
Oh, that's good.
Simple as that.
I think that is a great deal. So there is a scenario where we're sitting here in a week and a half, and me, Tiki, and Sean are all wearing L's.
Good thing Tracy made four L's.
Absolutely.
I'll wear the Giant one. Sean, you can wear the Yankee one. Evan, you can wear the Mets one.
Oh, thank you very much. It's also like a Knicks one.
Yeah, it's true.
The Mets and the Knicks do have the same colors.
That's true.
All right, so it's on. So L is on the line with this series.
I'm glad we did this because a lot of the reactions on social media, besides calling me an idiot and all these, why was I hired, why am I not fired, is, well, Tommy could just say things and there's no, you know, consequences.
Oh, there's consequences.
On this show, we have consequences.
Absolutely.
I don't know if other shows have that, though.
No, you're 100% right. There needs to be consequences.
Right, because they don't have L's.
So you will wear that L if the Knicks lose this series. If the Knicks win this series, we all wear L's. So I think that's great. Thank you very much. And you're off to a good start. I mean, you got a shot.
No, I'm
off to the best start I did say Knicks will win game one and then lose the next four. We'll see if I'm right. I made a bet, by the way, Teek, to back that off.
Oh,
$50 to win $600. Can you believe that?
Based on exactly how you predicted it?
I did an exacto.
Wow.
Because yesterday on the show, I said, hey, I think the Knicks are going to win game one and then lose the next four. And both those guys said, you should bet that. And we got the odds. And I bet it. How can I not?
At least you gave us credit because we tipped you off on that you can make that bet.
Oh, I would have had no idea.
I would
idea.
Have never thought that you could make that kind of bet.
Oh, me neither.
How much you
maybe,
throw on
maybe
it?
In the number of, like, the in five or six or whatever it may be.
But an exacto.
But an exacto?
Yeah.
That's news to me.
I think it was like 16 to 1 odds, and I bet $50. So it's like $50 to win $800.
Okay.
I'm not giving you any of it. Is that what you're asking?
Summer's coming up. You're turning 40.
You're not getting it. Would you want any of it?
No, I don't want
that's
that blood money.
That's
blood money.
But
for you
know what I would say, right. Tiki? He could take that. This is where my brain would go. You could take that blood money, put it into your account with the other blood money, and then you could take some non-blood money out of one of your savings account, or you keep cash under your bed, and you could give it to Loogie because I'm turning 40. Does that make sense?
You know what I'm going to give you for your birthday?
Replenish the Loogie money with the blood money.
You know what I'm going to give you for your birthday?
Makes
assuming
sense.
All the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And that has to be done.
Where's the road trip?
I'm going to take you to Boston.
You knew it was coming.
I'm going to take you to Boston. I promise you.
All right. As long as I get a ride and a place to sleep.
Well, I can't supply you a ride.
Why can't you? Why is it always such a? It makes me look
because
bad when I do this
adult.
Stuff. You're
go
basically
get,
like I'm a pauper.
Wait,
and I'm begging you.
How is he going to get to Boston? Then?
Take a train.
I'm a vagabond.
How are you getting to Boston?
I'm driving.
What? He can't drive me, Tink?
He doesn't live near me unless he comes to my house at the appropriate time. I'm not picking him up. What am I, a chauffeur service?
At the appropriate time?
Yeah.
You can't pick me up in the city?
No, absolutely not. If I tell you, it's not even on the way. It would cost me an hour and a half. If I told you, hey, look, I'm leaving at 9 a.m., meet me at my house, and you got there at 9 a.m., I will gladly drive you.
What about the return trip?
I'll drive you back to my house. Same thing.
Can I say something?
Can I step over?
Do you not own a license, driver's license?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of renting a car?
I could do that.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Like,
but why would we want to have multiple cars up there?
So I don't have to be with you for 3.5 hours.
You want to go with me? See, this is what I'm starting to think here. Mm. You're not being a friend.
He's trying to make it as difficult as possible.
Not just that.
So you say no.
No.
I'm buying him a ticket.
No.
He's offering the courtesy, but he's actually trying to get you not to say
go back to his original prediction of this series. What was it, Evan?
Celtics in 5.
Hmm. What game do you want to go to?
Game 5.
Hmm. And you would agree that a trip up to Boston in one day where I would meet you at your freaking house in the middle of nowhere, then to come back at 3 a.m. would be, I would say, a tough day as far as travel.
It's going to be a tough day for all of us. Okay. Yeah, me too.
So you want that on top of drinking my tears in your world because the Knicks are going to lose a series. That's what you really want.
Well, right. I'm doing you
a favor. You want to watch a human
sacrifice.
And then
you got to come back to work the next day.
Correct. Wow. Celtic fans trying to fight me in the parking lot.
That's why I'm doing you a favor by saying find your own way up there and down there, because if you're with me for 3.5 hours after the Knicks get eliminated, all I'm going to do is drink your tears.
And then
you don't want that.
How do I get home?
That's your problem. You're an adult, bro.
What do you mean?
If I'm supplying you a ticket to go see Knicks Celtics, haven't I done my part?
It's also Boston, not Mars. You'll get home.
I know, but if I stay over his house, the human alarms, no offense, are up at 6:30 in the morning. So we're getting.
You just call my kids the human alarms?
Yes, they're up at 6:30 a.m. They got 100 questions they want to ask Uncle Lugie.
Get yourself a cheap hotel room and get on the first train back to freaking New York in the morning.
I have a great idea. Maybe me and Tiki will just go by ourselves. Like, we don't need our children arguing and crying that we're not giving them enough.
Oh, I could stay at the barber's? That'd be nice.
Has he offered it? Ask him.
He can always stay at my house.
There you go.
And don't group me into
plenty of room, Tommy.
Children. No. I'm not begging you for tickets or going anywhere.
No,
you're a child.
You're like a teenager. He's the child.
You know what, though? Actually, I'm glad you started talking. I didn't even realize this. You could just drive me, Sean.
I'm not going. What do you mean you're not going?
I'm not going. Oh, really? That's interesting. You're not going?
Nope.
I mean, the show's going. I would think he's part of the show. He'd be going.
Well, I'm still working on dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Game 5. You think I'm spending my birthday in Boston? No shot.
That's your birthday?
What? 26? Who cares?
Your birthday?
My birthday's next week, pal.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great birthday present. All of us hanging out at Knicks Celtics.
It's great. You know what? Yeah, the two NBA franchises I hate
it's
the most.
It's not. Your birthday's the day before, bro.
That counts. It's my birthday.
It's not really his birthday. Stop. Let's go to Bruce in Flushing. How are you, Bruce?
Hey, guys. I would trade Williams, not because I don't think he's going to be good. I do. But the Yankees have a pitching problem. They're short 2 starters. They got rid of Carrasco today. Warren is inconsistent. So I would trade Williams to Philly for Tajon Walker, who just got demoted to the bullpen. Ask the Phillies if they pick up part of the contract. This way Hal won't get too crazy. And you and for Evan, who says, well, how can you get rid of Williams? You have Cruz as the eighth inning guy. You have Ian Hamilton. And the wiser girl, Evan, even though you don't seem to concede it, he is pitching in the minor leagues. He's rehabbing. He should be back in a couple of weeks. So the Yankees have enough pitchers, plus they have 2 guys in the minor league.
Bruce, I hate the idea, respectfully, because you're a great Yankee fan. I'll tell you why I hate the idea. You're banking on uncertainties. You're banking on Cruz is off to a good start, building off of this good start. You're banking on the health of Jonathan Loaisiga. And you're also banking on the fact that Taijuan Walker, who had some good success with the Mets, has been mediocre to bad with the Phillies. Mm. Meanwhile, Devin Williams is not that far removed from being one of the best relievers in Major League Baseball. And you're trading him for a back-of-the-rotation arm. I hate that. I just don't like it.
Yeah, it feels too immediate. Feels too reactionary in the moment. But at some point, it's going to be a large enough sample size where you know that he's got to be in a different role or not here.
Well, he's already in a different role. It's a matter of trying to get him right. And I think it's one of those cases where I'd probably just take the L this year if it doesn't work, as opposed to trading him for a back-of-the-rotation arm. I just don't like it. I get what Bruce is thinking. He's thinking, hey, I got these bullpen options that can step up. But Taijuan Walker's a back-of-the-rotation arm. Mm. Like, that doesn't do it for me at all. And I know a lot of Yankee fans are done with this guy, but I'm not there yet. And I backed it up earlier when I said, as a Met fan, I trade for him. I'd give you Jeff McNeil for him. I'd give you Brett Beatty for him. Would I give Luis Angel Acuna? Probably not, but I've thrown it out there.
It was a good try.
It's good. Well, you do it.
Of course.
You guys will be all over that. We get to the Yankees in a few minutes. They get set to play game 2 of their 3-game series against the San Diego Padres and gives us a chance to reminisce on one of the more intriguing trades in Yankee history. But I don't know if you're aware, Teak, of something that's been going on over the last couple of weeks. So the New York Islanders were awarded the All-Star game a while ago. Yes. They were scheduled to have the All-Star game at UBS. Mm-hmm. And the NHL has now considered removing the All-Star game from UBS because they're not going to have an All-Star game. They're going to go send the guys to the Olympics.
Yes.
And so I'm not sure, Sean, how that schedule worked, why they would award an All-Star game to a city, in our case, our city, and then say, oh, yeah, now we're sending our regular players to the Olympics, and so we're not going to have an All-Star game.
Right.
So, no backsies.
When was this awarded? When was it awarded to them?
So, that's actually what I have to go on the background of, because there was a lot of, like, give and take with the players' union going back to
because
the Olympics.
The players wanted to go to the Olympics.
Yeah, they want the international play.
And then the NHL was denying that, in a sense.
So,
and
I guess
they did a compromise last, whatever, this All-Star game.
With the Four Nations.
With the Four Nations mm-hmm. tournament, which now the NBA has got to copy in some capacity or another. But neither here nor there. The NHL has basically said, we like our players playing somewhat international competition.
Right, and people love it. So I know that from a fan perspective, I think a lot of fans are excited about the NHL players being in the Olympics. But what sucked is that the Islanders were told they were getting an All-Star game. Mm. And subsequently, they can sell tickets and season ticket packages saying, hey, if you buy this, you get access to the All-Star game.
And the skills competition, it's a whole weekend.
Yeah, it's an event of hockey. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So with the Islanders about to lose it, it became a controversy over the last few days. It included the governor, Kathy Hochul, sending a angrily worded letter to Gary Bettman.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, this got really bad because, I get why the Islanders are pissed off. You're awarded the All-Star game. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, we're not going to have that. We'll give you something else. And so that was going on over the last couple of weeks. We hadn't spent a lot of time talking about it. Not sure we ever brought it up, but
right.
Obviously,
I didn't know if I was aware of it.
Yeah, it was a behind-the-scenes story, and I guess really just impacts the Islander fan and really the season ticket holder of the New York Islanders and the franchise. So last night, this is where this is all connected. Last night is the NHL lottery.
Okay.
And the Islanders, much like the Rangers, had very small odds in winning the NHL lottery. And last night, with just a 3% chance of winning, the Islanders won the lottery.
Get out. It's rigged.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, 3.5%
odds. 3.5%
odds.
And to coincide, like, them
didn't
winning.
Did they almost make the postseason? Weren't we talking about them?
They were in it until the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, right. They were. That's why they only had a 3% shot. Mm-hmm. And while, yes, a 3% shot could happen, when you mix it in with the All-Star stuff, it makes you think that the NHL said, all right, sorry about that All-Star game thing.
We screwed you up.
We'll hand you the number one overall pick instead. And I'll tell you this as an Islander fan who knows nothing about these prospects. I got to be honest with you. Nothing. And certainly the NBA lottery will impact my life a hell of a lot more than the NHL lottery. I don't care why the Islanders won it. I'm sure every Islander fan will take it. But it smells rigged.
Well, it smells perfect for the Islander fan, right?
Well, you win. Who cares how?
But doesn't that always been an assumption about these lotteries, both NBA? I don't know. I don't follow hockey's draft or lottery process, so I don't know. But the NBA, it's historically felt like it's been rigged over the years, whether it's Ewing or LeBron or whatever it may be.
Saving hockey in Pittsburgh when Crosby was the prize possession and the Penguins might have been folding up.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's happened.
So why are we surprised by this?
I don't think it's surprised.
I don't know if the word is surprised. I think it's more, wow, this one feels
rigged. It's so obvious that it's hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To deny it or well, say it's anything other than
so,
that?
So where I would argue is in the NBA, other than the LeBron one, where the Cavs did have like the best odds at winning the lottery or one of the best odds of winning the lottery. Like, yeah, it looks weird because of Akron, LeBron. I get that. But the rest of these lotteries have not been fixed. Like, you'd have to go through each lottery and make up some fictitious thing that you would try to connect to say why it was fixed.
I don't know if there's been a natural. Well, first of all these kids, they're freshmen coming out of high school, we have no idea, or coming out of first year in college, we have no idea what they're actually going to be. LeBron was maybe the last one that we knew this kid's going to be great.
Right.
So go to your hometown.
No, that one I agree.
It's kind of cool.
But that one I'll give you, but Greg Oden was a highly regarded prospect. They really fixed it for Portland.
But where was he associated with?
He went to Ohio State. I don't know if he was associated anywhere. Yeah, but most guys aren't associated with a team, it's not fixed.
But okay, you're missing my point. So Cleveland needed.
I give you Cleveland. Forget that one. I'm with you. Okay, what about the rest of them?
Cleveland.
It's been 20 cents.
Cleveland needed a star, and you happen to have a star that was homegrown.
How about the rest
of them? New York Knicks needed to be relevant.
Now we're in the 80s.
I'm talking about the last 20 years.
I'm
talking about the ones that people have speculated historically were fixed.
Those are fine. I'm talking about the last 20 years.
Pelicans for Anthony Davis.
The Pelicans, when they were celebrating, we're selling season tickets.
You know why I don't buy
because
that?
Because of Zion Williamson. So hold on. But for all of the other ones, like there's no story. Like there's no... Who won who won the last lottery? I honestly have no idea.
I forgot.
I just don't remember. And so it's like, but that's the point. What was their story? Why did they need to win the lottery? There wasn't one. Or why did someone else need to win the lottery? It's why I keep saying the 76ers are going to win this lottery.
But what's their story?
Because they're the closest best team to being good.
You could argue the Spurs Juan Wanyama and the trade they made.
But they got it. They can fix it again. They won it.
My only point is you can always conveniently come up with a reason. Whoever wins the lottery, we can create a fictitious. We'll do that next week when the lottery comes around.
Yes.
I'll make a story for each team that wins the lottery. Like, oh, this is why they did it for Utah. This is why they did it for the Nets. This is why they did it for Philly. This is why they did it for this team. Mm. Like, you could always do that. I think in the Islander case, it smells. Again, not a bad smell because I think it's great. Like, my team benefited, so what the hell do I care? Well, but it does feel like this is a payback for the all-star debacle.
Sean, I have no idea who's coming into the NHL. Who are the best prospects in the NHL?
So one of them is this kid, Hagans, who grew up on Long Island on Hop Hog, New York.
He's a local
pictures,
kid.
Pictures
this
and Islanders
jerseys.
This is
LeBron again?
And the other kid, I forget how to pronounce his name. I'll be honest with you. I haven't followed it that closely, but it could be one of two. But one of them is a local kid who grew up an Islander fan.
Oh, wow.
Well, they got to make a tough decision because I remember when they drafted John Tavares, they had to decide between him and I think it was Victor Hedman, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the only one?
Yes, and he went to the Lightning.
And you could look at it and say, boy, JT was great while he was here, but I think Victor Hedman would have been a good choice, too.
But this is just, yesterday, the governor of New York wrote a letter publicly to Gary Bettman saying what a disgrace this was. And now, suddenly, no Islander fan cares. The All-Star
First of all, why would you care? You're an Islander fan.
No, you shouldn't.
But that's what matters more.
It speaks to the conspiracy. They fanned the flames. They quieted this whole thing down.
I also want to calm down quite a few Nets fans because I received a lot of text messages and tweets about this.
They doused the flames. Sean.
Oh, douse the flames.
Douse the flames.
Yeah. I was getting messages from Nets fans saying, hey, does this mean the Nets...
oxygen makes it bigger.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
You think he's going to remember that?
No, he's right.
Probably not.
Because you're adding to an argument, you're fanning the flame.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
I was getting messages from Nets fans concerned that this means the Nets can't win the lottery because a New York team already won a lottery.
The Nets still in the league.
They have nothing to do with each other.
76.
Calm everybody down. And one thing has nothing to do with the other.
Several people are chiming in, and this is true. 1.7% chance of winning the 2008 NBA draft lottery, the Chicago Bulls and local kid Derrick Rose.
Yeah, that one looks suspicious, too.
Yeah.
But a lot of them just don't feature anything.
See, that's
you have to create a story.
That's my point, though. It's a local star.
Yeah.
Right.
Who is going to be the number one pick. So who's going to be the number one pick this year?
Could be a local kid.
Cooper Flagg. No, I'm talking about basketball.
Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg. Where is he local to?
I don't even know. where is he local to?
I think maybe Boston? Is he a Northeast kid, I think, but I can't remember where.
I think he's from Maine, Newport.
Maine. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But went to high school in Florida.
So there's really nothing.
Except for a team that needs a star to get great.
Yeah, but you could say that about everyone. The Wizards need a star. The Nets need a star.
If Cooper Flagg goes to the Wizards, are they competing for a championship?
Not right away. No.
Okay, if Cooper Flagg goes to the Nets, are they competing for a championship?
Once they trade all their picks for Giannis, maybe.
If Cooper Flagg goes to the 76ers. Are they competing for a
championship? No, because Joel Embiid's a fraud.
Okay,
so
but let's assume Joel Embiid is healthy.
I can't assume.
Or that. Tyrese Maxey, and they just turn into a star. It's like a star-driven team.
You're getting me to the point,
in the Northeast.
Besides...
And it's the Knicks and the Celtics. It just becomes a rivalry. Cooper Flagg is on the 76ers.
Besides my own selfishness that I want...
basketball.
Besides my own selfishness that I want the Nets to win the lottery, now I just want the Sixers to lose to have to hear you say, all right, I got that one wrong. I think this is going to be L-worthy. I think Teague's got to wear an L if the Sixers don't win the lottery.
Fine.
He's kind of convinced me. I think the Sixers.
Wow, you're agreeing to that?
Of course.
It's almost like you know it's rigged.
It's rigged. We all know that.
Wow.
So now it's not the question of whether it's rigged. It's a question of what's the best story.
How many games?
And I just gave you a reason.
We had an SNY Fan Choice poll. It was sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. Will the Knicks win this series? You know what the results are?
What they are?
Yes. 61% say yes. Wow. 39% say no.
Recency bias. Homers.
Andrew in Brooklyn. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, I'd like to thank Sean Marash for guaranteeing a Knicks win. Because this is the exact same situation that he did with the Eagles and Saquon Barkley. So now he has... the King of New York, Jalen Brunson, and I think it's going to repeat itself.
Right, by hating, he creates the success.
Sean is giving the Knicks victories. I want you to think about this, Sean. I was reading this before from an NHL writer a statistician on the Islanders home telecast, a guy named by the name of Eric. Eric tweets, the Rangers got 8 points against the Islanders this season, which means they got every point possible in their games.
Okay.
If the Islanders had won one of those games in regulation and everything else stayed the same, the New York Rangers would have won the lottery based on the formula last night.
Huh. But they wouldn't have because the formula was the All-Star game getting taken away.
What was the formula? Exactly. So what was the formula?
The numbers that they picked, which was 7, 11, 13, which led to the Islander victory. If you believe those numbers are real,
Rangers would have won the lottery. Got 7, 11, and 13?
Something like that.
How did that equate to number one?
I think those were their numbers. Each team was assigned numbers.
So then what happened after you got assigned the numbers and those numbers were drawn?
I can't answer that part. I can't explain the lottery. I can just tell you they were assigned numbers and they won. And the Rangers' victories over the Islanders cost them winning the lottery if you assume the lottery was real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.